is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host in New York City. His name is Ryan Hickey. And speaking of New York City, New Jersey, they just picked up a brand new quarterback. At least the New York Giants did. His name is Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson on his way to the New York Giants, a one-year contract, a reported $10 million. Russell Wilson now joining Jameis Winston and Tommy DeVito on the quarterback depth chart for the New York Giants, who have the third overall pick and went 3-14 last year. So we know they need a quarterback. Is the future quarterback on the team? Are they going to draft on? We'll get into that in a second, as Russell Wilson is the newest member of the New York Giants. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM, channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much to get into. I told you we will be joined by All Michigan Everything, Terry Mills. Yeah, Terry Mills is going to join us next hour. This guy won a national championship with the Michigan Wolverines, and now he's a broadcaster. Let's see if Michigan can have the same type of success with their brand new head coach, Dusty May. Get into some more college ball and get into Jimmy Butler popping back up in Miami tonight. So we have a lot to do. You want to holler at me? You can. You can do that. The phone number here is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. As we've received the big news that Russell Wilson is now a member of the New York Giants. You missed last hour? Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We literally had a whole conversation about J.J. McCarthy not being promised the job for the Minnesota Vikings. We then said that obviously Aaron Rodgers is waiting on a phone call. And maybe that phone call won't come until summertime if and when J.J. is behind the eight ball or he gets hurt. But I did mention, what is Russell Wilson going to do sitting around waiting for Aaron Rodgers? Well, apparently Russell Wilson is not waiting because he just signed a contract with the New York Giants. And we know the story with Russell Wilson. Legion of Boom, won championship with the Seattle Seahawks. Things then went into the toilet. Then he goes to Denver. He wanted out. Then Denver, Sean Payton comes in, didn't want the guy, thinks he's damaged goods. Russell Wilson signs a contract last year with the Steelers. He's now a free agent, and he bounces around again. He goes from one iconic NFL franchise to another. Russell Wilson going from the Steelers to the New York Giants. $10 million guaranteed. The contract can be worth up to $21 million with certain incentives. I don't know what those incentives are. We're just getting the news. I don't know if he's going to hit those incentives. I do know what Russell Wilson looked like at the end of the season. The man was 0-5. Only 194 yards passing to finish the season. The last five games where the Pittsburgh Steelers basically hit the toilet on the way into the postseason. Last five games were pitiful for Russell Wilson. Only a touchdown to turnover ratio of 7-4 after starting the season 13-5. Keep in mind, Russell Wilson couldn't even make it through training camp. I know we talked about J.J. McCarthy and tearing his meniscus. Russell Wilson, at the age now of 36 years old, couldn't make it through last summer because of a calf issue that lingered into the season. And so the New York Giants depth chart at quarterback is Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and Tommy DeVito. Russell Wilson has been to the Pro Bowl 9 times. Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl champ, but Russell Wilson has entered into that stage of his career that a lot of quarterbacks don't necessarily want. I mean, damn it, Aaron Rodgers is in that space too. You don't want to just become the United Nations of quarterbacks. You don't want to start picking up jerseys You know, like their Pokemon cards. You don't want to just put on everything. You don't want to look like Shaq at the end of his career. Just chasing that ring, putting on whatever uniform you can. Russell Wilson is in that space. And let's be real. He's going to get the start for the New York Giants. Jameis Winston will see the ball. And by the way, he's making $8 million. This is a lot of money allocated for the New York Giants to the quarterback position. Jameis Winston will see the ball if Russell Wilson gets hurt, which is not out of the realm of possibility. Jameis Winston will see the football if Russell is turning the ball over. And then, damn it, we don't even know if they're going to bring in another QB. I told you the New York Giants are selecting third overall. The brain trust running the New York Giants, they are basically on their last stand before they get fired. Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, the general manager who was embarrassed all last offseason as his negotiations with Saquon Barkley, well, they were just all public because it was on HBO Hard Knocks. We heard the owner, John Mara, basically say, I don't want to see this guy go. Like, they don't have much left in the tank unless John Mara really loves these guys. Are they going to draft a QB? Whatever they do, whatever they've done over the past several months, what they've done today, what they'll do next month at the end of April, it could be their ticket out of town when it comes to New York. And so I don't know, maybe they're going to swing at everything that moves. They're going to try to pick up every woman's number on the way out the bar and hope that they get a hit somewhere. This is desperation for the New York Giants. And Adam Schefter, he was on his podcast because, of course, he has a podcast. He just can't be on TV. He has to have a podcast. Adam Schefter said earlier today, if Russell Wilson signs with the New York Giants, if he signs with the Giants can still draft Shedeur Sanders. Listen to this.
I would say that their quarterback room is and continues to be a work in progress. Yes, the Giants have signed Tommy DeVito. They've signed Jameis Winston. They are still very much in the market for Russell Wilson. And ultimately, it wouldn't surprise me if Russell Wilson chose the Giants over the Browns and the Steelers, two other teams that he continues to talk to. But let's live in a universe here where Russell Wilson picks the Giants. I still think with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and Tommy, I still think the Giants may go ahead and take Shedeur Sanders at number three.
I mean, why'd he mention Tommy DeVito at the end of that? I have no idea. It's just like, hey, let me just give you the facts right now, because ain't nobody worried about Tommy DeVito. Here's the reality. The New York Giants are desperate. That's it. They want to have as many options available. This isn't so much about developing the New York Giants. That is the case. This is also about preserving your own backside. That's it. They want to be able to have as many options available that they can work with and develop and say, we did it, we tried it. Because what are the odds? The odds say that one of these guys have to work out, right? One of these dudes absolutely has to work out. Like, if you get Russell Wilson and he revives his career throwing a football to Malik Nabers, then that's great. You've saved your job and you've built yourself some goodwill to continue, right? If you draft Shedeur Sanders, you can go to John Mara and say, we've drafted the quarterback of the future. You got to give us time to work this out. You don't want to now reset after you've drafted a franchise quarterback. You don't want that. Here in Atlanta, Georgia, Kirk Cousins got himself a fat contract, 4 years, $160 million from the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons immediately drafted his backup and his replacement in Michael Penix Jr. Well, he ended up replacing him at the end of the season when Kirk Cousins decided to throw the football to the wrong damn team. I think this is a good move for the New York Giants. And if the Giants were to draft Shedeur Sanders, you might as well double down. Because if we've seen anything, if you don't got a quarterback, you don't got nothing. you're cooked for the next several years. And if you really believe in Shedeur Sanders, then, man, draft him too. I'm not mad at the Giants. They need a veteran quarterback to do something. Russell Wilson on a one-year deal doesn't hurt anything. There's no way in hell. None. Zero. That the Giants can win three games next year. They won three games this past year. There's no way in hell they could do that again. And I know Russell Wilson the past couple of seasons, he seemingly can't get past 6-7 wins. He was 6-5 as the Steelers starter last year. New York Giants last season didn't nearly have as strong of a roster. But maybe with a veteran quarterback who can be average at best, slightly above average, that can steady the ship enough for the New York Giants, primarily Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, to keep their jobs. Well, how confident are they in bringing in Shedeur Sanders, who's been blasted and kicked and all everything negative you could ever think of in the world has been said about Shedeur? Adam Schefter talked about this as well on his podcast, and he got into detail about how much time the New York Giants have spent evaluating the guy.
If we go back and look at it, there are a lot of signs about Shedeur and the Giants. Like, they were linked to him all along. They've done a ton of work on him. They spent a lot of time in Boulder. He had the New York Giants cleats before the Alamo Bowl. Mm-hmm. He's having a catch with Malik Nabers at the Heisman Trophy presentation. Again, we'll see what they decide. But there's been a lot of smoke and a lot of connections for Shedeur Sanders to New York. And he's been raised to kind of perform with the bright lights in the big city. And I could just see it happening, and we'll see what they ultimately decide.
Come on, he did, during the Heisman, he did throw that ball to Malik Nabers. Shedeur Sanders was at the NFL Super Bowl Media Week, Media Row, whatever the hell they call it now. He was making jokes about, you know, visiting Jerry's World and playing against them. I mean, who would he play for? Not Philadelphia, and certainly not Washington. That really leaves the New York Giants. And this would be a very Hollywood thing to take place, right? I mean, what type of controversy would it be, though? How long would Shedeur Sanders be sitting behind Russell Wilson? Now, I know I'm jumping the gun here. This would be a better circus than the Giants have had in recent memory. All last season felt like if Saquon left on his way to a championship, and here we are, the New York Giants just wallowing and being miserable for another season. This upcoming year would actually be an improvement if the Giants quarterback room had Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and Shedeur Sanders. At least there could be a legitimate conversation about who takes over the reins into the future. It's a crazy, crazy world. Hickey, the Giants added Russell Wilson. You think this is a good move or a bad move?
I think it's a good move if you expect that you're not going to get a quarterback. Because I think at least Russ gives you, between Russ and Jameis, you have two options you can throw out there and hope one is good enough to get you about 6 or 7 wins.
Wow. So you would think that they bring in Russell Wilson that they would not draft Shedeur Sanders?
I think this signing says they would draft him if they could. I think they're telling you they don't think they can. Because I just don't otherwise get, like, if you are planning on getting a quarterback, no matter what, at 1, 2, or 3, I don't see the point of signing two different veteran quarterbacks, having three guys on your roster already, knowing you have to cut probably at least one, maybe two, and just throw, I know it's not a lot of money, but still throwing away money if you have to cut one of these guys for what?
Self-preservation.
Is like that a break glass in case of emergency, the draft day comes?
If you think about it, if from Joe Shane's perspective, if Russell Wilson does not work, now you're going to hang your future on Jameis Winston? That doesn't sound good at all, right? That sounds pretty pathetic. I mean, at least you can sell the future. That's it. That's all it boils down to. At least you can sell the future. If you have Shedeur on the roster, you can make the case of, hey, we got a veteran quarterback to steady the boat, to steady the ship. He's going to be an improvement on what we had last year. And no, the upside isn't us going to a Super Bowl, but we can certainly maybe compete for a playoff spot, a wild card spot. And even while he's doing that, we have the quarterback of the future on the roster. Look at what the Falcons. This is my case if I'm Joe Shane to John Mara. Look at what the Falcons did. Like, they were on their way to the playoffs if they just decided to pull their quarterback they gave all that money to. We're not heavily investing into our quarterback. We're only giving him $10 million. And so, hey, why draft Shador? You're right. He may not be available. Browns may scoop him up, although I don't believe that that Dion and Shador would want him on the Browns. I think he might be available and right there for the New York Giants. Why bring him on? The more the merrier. Hickey, you know, it's like anybody who shows up and they just do something. It's like somebody who knows they're on Hickey, this is like somebody on thin ice in their own household, right? They know they may get the boot any day now.
Right.
And so what do they start to do? Do a little extra, right? Now I'm taking out the trash when the trash doesn't need to be taken out. I'm cleaning dishes that don't need to be washed. I'm asking to clean the gutters. I'm changing the lights. I'm going up and I'm doing everything. I'm mowing the grass when there's no grass. I'm trying to make it very clear that I'm busy. It's like that coworker. We don't have one of those, Hickey. But it's like that coworker where everybody goes, what's that guy getting paid for? And all of a sudden, this guy knows that he might be on a chopping block. And so what is he doing? He's showing up to work early. He's looking busy. He's pretending he's doing stuff just so he doesn't get the boot. New York Giants brass? I don't want to say they're pretending to be busy. But Hickey, they've been asked, hey, go outside and, get some lunch for the office. And they're just bringing back whatever they can just to cover their ass. This is where we are with the Giants right now.
That's very grim, because if that's the case, and especially in this case where it's public, of we see the moves you're doing to try to quote unquote look busy and deceive us all, if we're going to have a big offseason and we're going to really take this position of quarterback seriously for the first time in a long time. Boy,
is it James, really? Russ. Is it really deceiving? These are legitimate options.
I know, and that's the problem for him.
Well, no, Russell could start on a team. I'm not saying that these guys are going to, move the world, but Jameis could start. Russell could start. Tommy DeVito is good for a start. I know, sounds bad.
I would agree. One, he can get one decent one in there.
Yeah, let's make sure mom packs his lunch for him. Let's not forget the Lunchables on the way to the stadium. And then Shador. There's your hope right there. And I mean, let's think about it. In the world of professional sports, how many teams out here selling hope? A lot. And damn it, if you got to sell hope in your own building, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. I think that it just might give Joe Shane and Daboll a little bit of runway. I like the move. I hope the New York Giants can get Shador Sanders. I hope they can. This is going to be one of the biggest stories in the entire NFL offseason. Russell Wilson, the newest member of the New York Giants. If you have a thought, you think this is a good move, you think it's a bad move, you can call up. Yeah, we got a new number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And by the way, Russell Wilson isn't the only big name to just have signed with a new team. A few minutes ago, the New England Patriots, they got themselves a new wide receiver. I'm going to tell you who on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we told you about Russell Wilson, the newest member of the New York Giants. Russell Wilson got himself a one-year contract worth $10 million. He can make up to $21 million. Well, Russell Wilson isn't the only big name who just got himself a big deal. There's another NFL star coming off of an injury who got himself a big deal. That man is Stephon Diggs. After meeting with the New England Patriots last week, Stephon Diggs and the New England Patriots have come to an agreement on a three-year, $69 million contract. Stephon Diggs, who tore his ACL on October 27th playing for the Houston Texans, last year was supposed to be the bounce-back year for Stephon Diggs. He was supposed to be out there with Tank Dell, and unfortunately, I feel like everybody on that damn team ripped their legs to shreds. He was supposed to be the leading receiver in that group of young wideouts, and he tore his ACL, and everybody else went down in horrific fashion. And so Stephon Diggs is now, he's now free. Matter of fact, I told you about the three-year contract, $69 million. The news just broke a few minutes ago on the NFL Network. Listen to this.
We got to update that notable free agents board because we got more breaking news within the past few minutes. Stephon Diggs now also has a new home. He is headed to the Patriots on a three-year, $69 million deal, according to our guy Ian Rappaport for Diggs. He's about 4 months removed from an ACL reconstruction surgery. Certainly one of the most productive wide receivers of his era. Judy, he took a visit to the Patriots last week. He underwent a physical. Obviously, everybody was comfortable with where he is at physically, and now finally, for a Patriots team that spent 2 years trying to add a wide receiver, they land, even at this stage of his career, a premier weapon for Drake May.
Look, you know, we had a discussion about what the New York Giants are doing, whether or not bringing in Russell Wilson is good enough for the Giants, and adding Shedeur Sanders is good enough for the Giants if they're able to draft him, if they want him at number three overall. Adding Stephon Diggs to the New England Patriots is low risk, high reward. This team sucked last year. I mean, they were just being conned on the NFL Network. The New England Patriots offense was pathetic. I mean, they were 30th in points last year, 30th in scoring. And just when you look at the totality of what they've been able to do in this offseason, even if Stephon Diggs isn't ready to go right out of the gate, come on, man. They're going to be better. They're going to be better than four wins. A, they got rid of a rookie head coach and a novice in Gerard Mayo and replaced him with Mike Vrabel. That's number one. Drake May is moving into his second year. He's moving into his sophomore year. When you think about some of the additions and what the Patriots have been able to do on a defensive side of the football, that has to, you know, give you some type of optimism. Milton Williams, they got him over from a championship team with the Philadelphia Eagles. The New England Patriots are on the up and up. And dare I say, people look at them and where they're slotted in the draft, and then they go, okay, are they going to be able to go ahead and get a Travis Hunter? Will they be able to put him out there on the football field opposite a Christian Gonzalez? Like, they're adding talent. They're adding another talent. And even if Stephon Diggs isn't the same dude that he was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, nobody's expecting that at 31 years old. He's a whole hell of a lot better than saying, hey, guys, you know, let's try to get the ball to Christian Bourne, or let's see what Hunter Henry is doing out there. This is a good move for the New England Patriots. What's the worst that could happen? Well, Stephon Diggs comes back and plays, I don't know, at worst, what, 12 games and hauls in 800 yards and has 6 or 7 touchdowns? Like, this is a move. This is someone who's been a number one wide receiver. He's getting paid. He's coming off of an injury. We're not going to have complaining. We're not going to have whining. We're not going to have none of that nonsense that we got with the Buffalo Bills. Because last year, he was basically playing on a one-year contract. And now he's tore his knee. And now he's 31. You're not the belle of the ball anymore. Ain't nobody going to tolerate you whining and crying. And if you stink for the Patriots will give you the boot. And Mike Vrabel, I'm not advocating violence. I don't think Mike Vrabel is a violent man. But I don't see Mike Vrabel putting up with the crap at all. And Stephon Diggs, he knows he's going to get the ball when he's healthy, when he's out there. So I see this as a great move for a team, especially on the offensive side of the ball. They had nothing. They're about to have tryouts out in the street for people to show up and play wide receiver for the New England Patriots. Stephon Diggs, 3-year contract, $69 million. Hickey, a lot different than the Giants adding Russell Wilson. Stephon Diggs, this is a good move, isn't it?
I'm with you. I think you said it perfectly. Low risk, high reward. It's still about, what, $21, $22, $23 million a year, which is still in the low end of receiver contracts. You hope that he can still regain that number one, 1A wide receiver form and really be a boon for Drake May. And the worst case, okay, he's selfish, he sucks, you move on from him, it's not that big of a contract, and you tried. But at least you did something to help out your young quarterback instead of, like you said, putting the options. They had a receiver last year. That was just unacceptable.
Oh, they didn't have a wide receiver last year. I don't know what the hell they were doing. And so now we have to see what the New England Patriots do when it comes to the draft. Do they double up and say, oh, well, let's double up on a player? Let's go ahead and grab Travis Hunter? Do they go ahead and say, let's add somebody on the offensive line? Like, they have some holes to fill. But one thing that the New England Patriots have started to do is fill out the skill positions. They've also added to the defensive line. They have some key defenders. The Pats are looking good. I know they had this little downswing, inevitably, after Tom Brady left, after Bill Belichick had a little too much focus on the long snapper and the punter. They're making moves. I wouldn't be surprised, and I don't know if it'll take a year, especially take a look at Tua Tagovailoa. I wouldn't be shocked if the New England Patriots were battling it out for a wild card spot this upcoming year. I mean, I'm supposed to have faith in the Jets and Justin Fields? I'm supposed to believe in Tua Tagovailoa? I don't. I believe in Tua when it's 85 degrees outside and sunny, not when it gets cold up in New England. And shout outs to the New England Patriots. They are certainly moving the chains towards being relevant. And I think one of the biggest moves, one of the best moves they made, and yeah, it sucks for Jerod Mayo, bringing in Mike Vrabel, is, that's one of the best moves I think any team could have made. Perfect match from the beginning, anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Stephon Diggs, now a member of the New England Patriots. When we come back on the other side of the break, speaking of wide receivers, Stephon Diggs, this guy has a new job in a new city because he tore his ACL. There's a wide receiver in Los Angeles who's had his share of injuries, and he's saying, you know what? I'm trying to not get hurt past 30 because at that point, I'm trying to quit. I'm going to tell you what superstar wide receiver is already trying to cut his career short. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. We'll talk more Wilson. We'll talk more Diggs. We'll get into some college basketball. We got a lot to do, a lot of news dropping.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Talked about Russell Wilson on his way to the New York Giants, a one-year deal, $10 million. We have Stephon Diggs on his way to the New England Patriots after suffering that ACL tear back in October. He's now a Patriot, 3-year contract, $69 million. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about someone who is he's returning to a place that he played for 6 seasons with 2 NBA Finals appearances. And let's just call it a very ugly exit. Jimmy Butler has returned to Miami. In a few minutes, in a few seconds, we'll share with you that sound. As let's just say Jimmy Butler does not sound enamored to be back down in Miami, or at least cross paths with Pat Riley. I'll share that with you momentarily. But before we do that, I need to let you know about the Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week. who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. UConn is gliding into their 31st consecutive Sweet 16 on the back of Paige Beckers. The Huskies defeated South Dakota State 91-57 last night and playing in the final home game of her career. Beckers matched her career high with 34 points as she chases her first career national championship. Good for Paige Beckers. Should be a little bit easier with no Juju Watkins out there at USC. Now, I told you, Jimmy Butler is in Miami. I don't know, maybe five additional fans have showed up in the process of this game. Golden State Warriors have been on a complete roll since Jimmy Butler whined and complained his way out of Miami. The guy got a new contract, 3 years, $121 million. Miami Heat did not want to give it to him, especially given his propensity to not sit down and play. He thought that, hey, I took you to two finals. I should get paid. Well, he tanked the team, said he had no joy, didn't want to participate, didn't show up, didn't get on the team plane. He got suspended multiple times all the way until the Golden State Warriors said, you know what, we can't get Kevin Durant. Let's go ahead and bring the guy in. The Golden State Warriors are 16-4 since trading for Jimmy Butler. 16-4. The Miami Heat, let's just say they're going in the opposite direction. They're not worth a damn. They got to hope that they get Kevin Durant in the offseason. Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo are not cutting it. Miami is off to a 9-2 lead. And a few minutes ago, Jimmy Butler was introduced, had a nice little video package, and you could hear the fan reaction on the NBA on TNT. Take a listen to this.
And number 10, Jimmy Butler.
Okay, a little muted there. Well, we know there's no fans that show up, right? In Miami, there's no fans. Everybody is outside eating some fancy food in the back. It's like, that's a good time to play it. You don't want them to get cheered. You don't want them to get booed. You want nothing. That's the appropriate time. So no big deal for Jimmy Butler to be introduced. Now, Jimmy Butler did have some thoughts about his return. He spoke to Taylor Rooks, who was then able to share this with the world on the NBA on TNT. Jimmy Butler pretty much said, hey, I'm happy to be back. Just listen to this.
As we all know, it was a very rough departure from the Heat. Jimmy told me that he's used to being the bad guy, but I asked him what he expects if he sees Pat Riley, and his response was, I have nothing to say to Pat, and Pat better have nothing to say to me.
Oh, my goodness. Is that like a joke? If Pat Riley is 80 years old, what is he going to do? If Pat Riley comes to say hi, what are you going to do, curse out 80-year-old Pat Riley? Is he still mad and upset about Pat Riley calling him out last year? His feelings are hurt that Jimmy Butler was talking trash. Oh, if I were playing in the playoffs, and oh, if I was playing and this would have happened, the Knicks would have lost, and what happened? Pat Riley told him, man, if you ain't playing, shut up. I guess these comments from Pat Riley, I guess this is what has Jimmy Butler upset and still in his feelings.
You know, for him to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut and your criticism of those teams.
Oh, ouch. I guess $121 million guaranteed for a guy who's, what, 35, 36 years old, who needs to be happy he got that money because Pat Riley wasn't going to give it to him, especially given his playing history. I think he'd be a little bit more modest, right? It could have been enough to just say, hey, I got nothing to say to Pat Riley. Why we got to throw in and Pat Riley better have nothing to say to me? And Pat Riley is, I want to say he's above that. I don't think Pat Riley's going to say a negative word about this man. I don't. Maybe there'll be a quote in a book at some point in time. Pat Riley is 80 years old. Okay. This man has played in the NBA. This guy has coached at the highest level in the NBA. He's been an executive. He is one of the biggest historical figures when it comes to the league in its entirety, which is approaching 80 years at this point. Okay, Pat Riley has been around and been an influential part of it for a long time, dating back to the Los Angeles Lakers, the New York Knicks, the Miami Heat, LeBron James. He literally ties in everything. From Kareem to Magic, all the way down to, we can go back to Jerry West and then tie him into to Michael Jordan going up against him. And then he ties into Shaq. Come on. And Dwayne Wade and LeBron. Historical figure. Maybe he puts out a book at some point. And he tells his feelings on Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's just a pain in the ass. We've seen him be this way for the Philadelphia 76ers. We've seen him do this in Minnesota. He couldn't do it in Chicago. He wasn't big enough yet because Derrick Rose was still running the show there before his injuries took over. He wasn't the player. And we've seen Jimmy Butler be amazing. We've seen Jimmy Butler drag a mediocre team to the NBA Finals twice where they were underdogs. It's fitting to him. He's an underdog. Nobody's going to look at Jimmy Butler and confuse him with Kevin Durant. Nobody's going to look at Jimmy Butler and confuse him with Kobe Bryant. Nobody's going to put him in the category of one of the best. The guy has just played his ass off for a guy who was never even thought to be anything worth a damn, really, not to be a star, let alone a guy leading a team to the finals multiple times. But here he is. He's a great defender. Now he's just a great overall player. He's a winner, six-time All-Star. But he's a Hall of Fame pain in the ass. And the way that he exited and how he played and didn't play on the way out, I can't blame Pat Riley for being sick of the guy at all. And you know what? A matter of fact, Jimmy Butler, he spoke to the media yesterday. I call him a pain in the backside. Jimmy Butler said, I have no problem whatsoever being labeled a villain.
I'm always painted as a villain. Like everywhere I've been, I've always been a problem. We'll take it. I don't got nothing to say. I'm not bad at being the bad guy.
Well, you are the bad guy because you made yourself the bad guy, okay? All right, this is not the Joker. This is not Batman. You know, you think about the comic books, most bad guys have something unfortunate happen to them. Most bad guys don't start off bad. They're okay. They might be bullied. They might have some type of tragic accident. Maybe they fall into a vat of stuff. I mean, come on. Batman, we don't know. Hickey, is Batman a villain or a hero? Which one is it?
But he's a hero this whole time.
This guy watched his parents die and get robbed in an alley. He turned into a caped freak.
That saves people.
Oh, well, then right? he gets angry sometimes. You know, I don't know.
Hey, he's still human at the end of the day.
There was one point in time the city hated his guts. Yeah. He's a villain at some point. Yeah, he was.
Wow, did I know that?
Yeah, Batman. The city's like, man, get out of here. You little cape freak, get out of here. We don't need you saving us. That's why we got police for. Get out of here. Jimmy Butler didn't have nothing bad happen to him. Everything is always good when Jimmy Butler shows up. And then he finds a way to tank things at the end when he doesn't get what he wants, when he doesn't think that he's getting paid, when he thinks that another star is getting more than he does. And then he quits, like he quit on the Miami Heat. And so he wants to talk about being painted as a villain. Nobody painted Jimmy Butler as a villain. Nobody painted him as a malcontent. Nobody looked at him and said, oh, my God, he's the worst. Let's call him the bad guy. He's done it to himself in multiple stops. And it's kind of crazy. You think about Steph Curry. Everybody loves Steph Curry. Nobody has a crossword to say about him. What, he chews on his mouth guard? Nobody has a crossword to say about Steph Curry. He's easy to root for. You think about some of the stars that we have in the NBA today. How ironic is it that he has two jerks on his team in both Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler, who almost make it impossible to root for them. Draymond Green with the podcast and the flagrant fouls and the complaining and the contradictions and just the being a butt crack is the best word. I travel a little bit south to understand how I feel. And then you got Jimmy Butler, who's the same way and gets rewarded for being a jerk of a teammate and tanking an organization by playing with Steph Curry. If only Steph Curry could be traded, or maybe those two. The pipe dream, right? Pipe dream. And we got knuckleheads all over the place. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Jimmy Butler has returned to Miami. And I guess the fans have started to fill in to see it. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll talk some college basketball as the transfer portal is open. You want to talk about people moving around? At least the students, they're not jerks, I think.